News, I'm Ben Thomas. It's been taken down, but President Trump says he won't apologize for posting a racist video of the Obamas, telling reporters that he didn't make a mistake. Ed Donahue has more.
Timothy Welbeck, who heads the Center for Anti-Racism at Temple University, says Donald Trump has a history of racially marginalizing Barack Obama, going back to birther claims.
So this image that was presented today must be looked at within that context and affirmed for what it is, a vile, racist, dehumanizing depiction of the former first black president and a former first black first lady.
The post came on the first week of Black History Month. An Obama spokeswoman says the former president has no response. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody. The rampage killed four Americans. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We have never forgotten those heroes. And we have never stopped seeking justice for that crime against our nation.
On Wall Street, technology stocks recovered much of their losses from earlier in the week, and Bitcoin halted its plunge, at least for now. The S&P jumped 2% and the NASDAQ 2.2%, while the Dow soared 1,200 points, topping 50,000 for the first time. And Jennifer King reports.
A federal judge in New York has granted a preliminary injunction, siding with attorneys general in five states who filed a lawsuit trying to keep $10 billion in federal money flowing to programs for low-income families. The administration is barred from withholding the money until the lawsuit works its way through the courts. In a statement, Attorney General Rob Bonta of California, where about half the money was allocated, celebrated the court order, saying the administration's actions were unlawful and cruel. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said they had concerns after reports about potential fraud. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Patriots Seahawks in the Super Bowl Sunday night. Gethin Coolbaugh has a preview.
The Patriots are making their 12th Super Bowl appearance. With a victory Sunday, the Patriots, who have won six championships, will break a tie with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history. The Seahawks are going for their second Super Bowl title.
When you have talent that plays with great technique and that plays with the type of effort that they do.
Patriots coach Mike Vrabel.
That gives you a chance to really separate yourself and be special. And so I think they're a great example of that. They're talented. You see the defensive linemen playing the way that we would like to play and that we do play with.
The Seahawks have won three in a row against the Patriots, but New England holds ultimate bragging rights with a 28-24 win against Seattle in Super Bowl 49, sealed by Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler's goal line interception. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The result and more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.